All right, this is Midnight with Robert Shaw, and I spiked the meter.
It's retconned. We're retconning the site. That's why no one's heard anything from us for years.
So we're not mutants anymore.
We're created by the Infinity Stone, and we have powers because we survived the miracle stuff that Baron von Strucker was doing.
I get a little closer to the mic, Richard.
We're back.
There you go. That's my little better.
Can you hear the lightning and the thunder?
Little lightning, little thunder.
That's right. It's not because we're back. It's just because it's rain. Yeah. The rain is back, so we come back.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to leave in a few. Spoiler alert to see Mad Max.
Fury Road, not Road Warrior, because just in case you think we've gone backwards in time, because we're going to be on the radio, on the internet for a while.
Now, what do you think about the original trilogy?
I don't know. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I do get the first two confused, because the title always screws me up.
Yeah, Road Warrior's good, but, you know, I don't know. Brown Thunderdome, I don't remember that much.
No.
I don't think I've seen it in a long time. Not all the way through. I've seen pieces, but...
But the first one was, I thought, very low budget.
Yeah, first one's actually not bad, but it's just different.
Yeah. I mean, the second one's just the same thing, but just bigger.
Well, the second one's more of an action movie.
It is.
The first one's more of a, what am I doing here?
I guess.
It's like, I feel like this is a franchise that's been trying to figure out what it is for 35 years.
Now, do you think Australian cinema, like, because you saw The Rover.
Yeah.
Do you think that owes credit to something like this franchise?
I don't know. Not necessarily. Maybe a little bit, but
just curious.
I think it would have come out of nowhere anyway. Because he had a proposition that was Australian. He had, Chopper. That's more, I think, probably more influential on Rover than anything else. I'd say Proposition's more
Rover than
than Mad Max. But I don't know.
But do you think the franchise itself has left a legacy?
Sure.
The film beyond just people enjoying the movies themselves.
Maybe to a certain degree. I don't know. I don't understand why they're calling Mastermind George Miller. Like, that's just such a trailer, like
hype.
Hype, yeah. So, I mean, sure, the movie's good.
Yeah.
It's got 99%. I mean, sure, I'm sure it's a fine movie, directed well.
Yeah.
But it's like, George Miller's done maybe a handful of things in his career that I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's great.
Lorenzo's Oil.
Exactly.
Don't forget.
Happy Feet 2. Happy Feet 1.
Babe Pig in the City.
It's just like, The last 12, it's like he hasn't been George Miller for 20 years. So it's like, I don't know. I can't really
It is a weird tagline.
No.
But it's like...
From master filmmaker. What's it like a terrible
film? Well, they didn't say George Lucas for the Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he has more of a master filmmaker cred.
Before,
George Miller,
at least.
I mean, he made low-budget action movies in Australia. It was like, okay. And he did a good Twilight Zone segment, but that's really about it.
Which one did he do?
He did the John Lithgow one, I think.
Okay.
The Something Along with the Plane. But it wasn't Shatner's Lithgow.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So, George Miller, though, started off as a doctor.
Did he?
Yeah, in the ER. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't read his IMDb page.
I skimmed some of the Wikipedia stuff.
You perused?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But I guess he did extra shifts to save money to make the first movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know his wife is the editor.
Oh, she? Okay.
On That's all cool. his movies. So That's she edited cool. this movie, and I'm sure that was a pain in the ass, because this movie seems to be like a big...
Well, I will salute them for spending so much time getting this thing together.
Oh, God. It's been like 10 years in the making.
This was a movie I never thought would ever happen. And it was an interesting anecdote that the first X-Men, the new trilogy, the first class, they almost couldn't get Nicholas Holt because of his commitments to this film. And that just shows you how long this movie has been in development.
And if that was the case, Nicholas Holt would never have become anything.
No,
it's
no.
like, oh, by the way, this guy is in Mad Max, and he would have been like Toe Cutter 2. It's like, no one knows what the fuck Toe Cutter is.
No, and I guess Toe Cutter is playing a different character.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Or
Imogen Joe
or
whatever.
Yeah.
He's not the same guy.
They're my property!
Because I forget what happened to him in the first movie. I'm assuming
he
dies. But yeah.
Can't remember how.
But I don't know.
I think he blows up. Or he Mel Gibson handcuffs him to the car. and like it's leaking gas, and it's like it's getting to this lighter or something. Oh, it's okay. Gonna blow up, and he has to either cut off his foot or cut off the chain. And that's what he gives him the option, and he doesn't take the foot option, so he blows up and dies.
Okay.
And that's the end of the movie.
So he's like the guy from Saw?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I guess Mad Max inspired torture porn.
There you go.
So there you go. I guess that's okay.
Salute to torture porn.
Yay. Yeah, remember that era? I'm glad that's over.
Is it over?
It's over.
I don't know of anything coming out like that.
Well, no, because that now it's the James Wan horror phase.
It is. Even though he started
torture porn, he left torture porn, and now he ushered in the new era of horror, which is not found footage.
No.
So he was in between. He's the next phase. So there's torture porn, then found footage, and then now we're on the Wan horror element.
Like his own element.
Yeah, it's like it's Insidious and Conjuring and more Insidious. Movies like that. Yeah.
His are the only really, really good ones. And I don't know how much Mama owes to something like that, but that's another
It's
similar.
True. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
I don't want to talk much about that movie.
Mama? The Rise of Mama? Dread? Mama Madrigal?
Was she in that one?
No.
But he was, though.
He was, yeah. Another character from Game of Thrones was in Mama.
Yeah.
He played two characters, brothers.
Oh, true.
Remember
good point,
twins? Yeah.
Good point, yeah.
And he gets killed by Mama. And the other guy is a rock star who's in a coma by Mama.
Right.
And then he wakes up and then Jessica Chastain's in a... It fights Mama.
Makes sense.
And then they kill the retarded girl in Mama. She had autism. Autism equals retarded. That's what we've learned from The Shield. We're watching The Shield.
Yeah, binging that. That's what's kept us from podcasting.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we're on season 3?
4!
Is it 4 now?
Oh, yeah. It's a Glenn Close season.
How many seasons are there again?
7.
Wow, that many. Okay.
Because 5th season is... Actually, maybe... No, I think it's 7. Because 5 is when Lem dies.
Spoiler alert.
At the end of 5 is when Lem dies, and there's... Oh, maybe there is only 6 seasons. They don't remember. I don't know. I can't remember. I think it's 7.
Well, because that CC is going to be a captain.
She becomes a captain.
And then you've got Forrest Whitaker captain.
Forrest Whitaker is the captain,
so that's at least 2 seasons.
Maybe Glenn's on 2 seasons. I don't think so, though. I don't remember.
I think you were right, though, that they all kind of come and go.
They do.
That was the impression I got from promos and stuff.
Yeah,
each season was someone new.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Oh, but speaking of TV, though, coming up, I guess just talking about some of the more pop culture TV coming up. What do you think about the new Supergirl trailer?
It looks expensive.
It did. I mean, pilots are definitely more expensive than what you'll typically see.
Yeah.
But I like the overall tone of the show, if just basing it off kind of the structure that we'll probably see.
In this day and age, I couldn't tell you if the show's going to make it or not, honestly.
You know, if something like Gotham can get a second season...
But that... It won't get a third.
No.
It's not going to get
a third. No, I feel like it'll limp to a second, and then it might get canceled midway through.
Because the only reason it the first 5 episodes of Gotham was like a slow burn.
To nothing.
The first 9 episodes or whatever. And then once Harvey Dent got in, people were more interested, more watching. But then it's like, every week it's a fucking villain that's going to be 80 by the time Batman puts on the cowl. So it makes no sense.
Yeah, because it's really, they're turning it into villains who are Jim Gordon's villains.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Not villains to fight Batman.
No.
Batman, for them, will become an afterthought. Where it's like, who's that guy in the cape? That's irritating.
Yeah, so like, it kind of negates the whole
mythos.
The aura of Batman. It's like, by the time Batman comes, it's like, oh, we've already seen a bunch of these guys, so, you know, whatever. Why are we going after him?
Why is
GCPD going after Batman, who's a vigilante? It's like, well, we've had lots of vigilantes, and it's just a wacky, wacky city. Another whack job comes out of the woodwork. It's just like, it negates Batman.
I don't know why they just couldn't have done Gotham Central.
Well, yeah.
In the comics. That would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, and have Batman in the background.
Yeah.
Grown up. Year 2 Batman or something.
He wouldn't even have to be on the show.
Well, people... Networks have something called prequelitis. They want
to
explore every minutia.
But see, that's what I liked about the Supergirl trailer, is that they're not going to wait 10 seasons for one final shot where she's Supergirl. They're just like, she's Supergirl.
Are you talking about Smallville?
I am.
Didn't show up in the suit, but he wore blue all the time.
Which is incredibly irritating.
I'm wearing blue-red again. That's all I own. It's like, wouldn't you fucking figure out he's Superman before he even becomes Clark, you know, Clark Kent, the, what do you call it, Daily Planet?
That whole show had so many problems. It was just irritating. No, well,
again, it was like, that was a show on CWWB. My God.
Yeah, before it was CW. Yeah. It became CW. You know, I read that they had, I was looking at IMDb, they had 217 episodes of that show.
Smallville?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just only 12 episodes of Bird of Prey.
Thank God.
Birds of Prey was just an awful show.
Yeah, the pilot wasn't bad, but then it like fell right off the cliff.
But wasn't Mia Sara Harley Quinn?
Yeah. Yeah. She was Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, yeah. Yeah.
Harley
Quinn.
So
that was the first iteration of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Which looked nothing like what it was supposed to look like.
No, because yeah, she was a Dr. Arkham, and she had some weird plot that went nowhere, and she's just more of a behind-the-scenes character than any kind of, like, crazy person.
And she fucked a leprechaun in the forest when she was 15.
What movie is that?
According to Legend.
What movie is that?
Legend.
Oh, okay.
Loved by the sun.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, really?
I just haven't any interest.
You have to see it. At least the European version.
Is that
without
good?
Without the Tangerine Dream soundtrack. Now, which how is many, that better? I don't know.
How many versions did Ridley Scott do of that movie?
Fucking too many. It's like Blade Runner, for Christ's sake. How many times? How much more fucking kudos are we going to give Ridley Scott for remaking the same movie 25 times?
Because he's done a lot of edits of Legend. He did a lot of edits of Blade Runner. There's at least two edits of Kingdom of Heaven.
Alien.
Alien has multiple edits. I want to say Gladiator has at least two.
Yeah, no, that has like 35 extra minutes in one version.
I can't think of anything else offhand.
I wish you would have redid Prometheus that way and fixed all the problems of Prometheus.
You can't fix those problems.
That's
it's
a mess.
Too far gone.
Really, Scott sucks. I'm saying, like, you know what? Take away his fucking mastermind title. It's like he's made two good movies.
Well, I think someone had said, I think I would agree, that he's a great world builder.
Right.
But he's not actually, like, great at making the movie.
No, I mean, they're fine. They look all right. They look like commercials, because that's what he does. He's an ad man.
I think he'd be a great production designer.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
all he should
be. He would
be
terrific at that.
If only.
And he'd be top notch.
That's like Tim Burton without Bo Welch. Because Tim Burton is only Tim Burton because of Bo Welch. Because Bo Welch was his production designer.
Oh, okay. For his early stuff. Yeah.
All
right.
So all the goofy shit is more Bo Welch than Tim Burton. So because if you look at Tim Burton now, it's like, that doesn't look like Tim Burton then. Because there's
what happened to Bo Welch? Died?
I think now he wanted to be a movie director and didn't work out.
Then he just gave up.
Yeah, I think he still does production design work.
Oh, okay.
But not like Tim Burton stuff.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he came back to Tim. I'm not sure. Email us.
Let us know.
You can look it up, I guess. It's called the internet.
It is called the internet. It has to work, though. That's the problem.
No, that's the thing. Yeah,
that's definitely an issue.
Too much Supergirl porn.
There's never enough Supergirl porn.
Give it time. There'll be that XXX parody of Supergirl called Not Supergirl.
We still need to watch that,
where
I guess.
It's a tranny. Actually, that's a good idea. It's a tranny Supergirl because it's not Supergirl. So it's somebody that looks like Supergirl, but it's a guy with boobs and a peepee.
Wow. His last was Men in Black 3 and Thor.
Well, there you go.
And he did Space Chimps.
That's genius work. Maybe he retired. Maybe he's done.
So he worked with Barry Sonnenfeld a little bit.
Yeah,
he did a few of him.
Well, Barry Sonnenfeld, Tim Burton movies look very similar, don't you?
I would agree. I'd agree, yeah.
Early Barry Sonnenfeld.
But he did The Tick, yeah.
Yeah, so that's his milieu. Milieu. He directed, I think, one movie, and that was a piece of shit. Cat in the Hat.
You're right, Cat in the Hat, correct.
And they never directed again, because that was like a horrendous bomb. That was like
I also
career
a production
ending.
Issues as well.
Yeah, that's
so.
Well, Mike Myers is a big fat fucking cunt, so. And he's always been a big fat fucking cunt.
I don't know enough about him.
Oh, no, he's an asshole.
Is he?
If you read all, like, Wayne's World, he was just such an asshole. Because it was, like, his vision, but Penelope Spheres had to deal with him, I guess. And she said that he was just awful to work with, so that's why she didn't go back for the sequel. And then Love Guru's piece of shit, because of his ego.
Yeah.
He lucked out with Austin Powers. Like, that's the only
he
thing
did.
He'll ever have is Austin Powers. And even now, it's like, I can't watch him.
No.
They're really dated.
I do like the first one.
Yeah, first one's fine.
Because I think the first one has a lot of original ideas and it's a lot of satire that works.
Yeah.
But after that, it's like dick and fart jokes and that's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like there's nothing worse than an aging hipster.
Although I did like the first minute of the third one. Words of the parody.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
But after that, it sucks.
Yeah, because you know what that was? That was a viral video before viral videos.
You're right.
That's exactly that's
like something Jimmy Fallon would do today.
Yeah, exactly. What a fucking awful world we live in now.
But you're not wrong, though.
I just want it to end so badly. Just end it. Just have that asteroid hit.
There was one today. Did you read about that?
What?
An asteroid that was supposed to hit Earth? Maybe.
Oh, good.
It came within 6 million miles.
Oh, that's too far.
So it's still going to happen. It was supposed to happen today. It's still happening.
Too far away.
But it's close, though.
Well, I was reading about today, they don't even know what's in our solar system, for God's sakes.
What do you mean?
Because the solar system is such an interesting little piece of the universe that we can't see what's in between Mercury and the Sun because it's too bright.
Huh.
And we can't see beyond Pluto because it's too dark.
Interesting, really? Wow.
So, and they're saying like there's an asteroid belt outside of Pluto or Neptune, whatever the furthest one is, because Pluto doesn't count anymore. Fuck Pluto. And then Neptune is out there, but they say there's an asteroid belt and they're too spread out, so that means that there's another planet out there that we just don't see.
Huh.
So they're saying there's actually 9 planets again. And then they said there's another planet which is 4 times the size of Jupiter.
What?
That's beyond, that's in our belt, and they can't see it.
Well, guys, get out there. Go.
I know, man.
Go.
Where's fucking Matthew McConaughey? All right, I'm going to head out to Jupiter now. That's great. Okay. No, Saturn. We went to Saturn. That's where the wormhole is. All right. I saw Force Awakens trailer. I loved it.
So now this weekend, it's Mad Max.
Yes. And Pitch Perfect 2! Which will be the big hit of the week.
You've never seen that movie, though.
Oh, fuck no. No. God, no.
So don't.
If Anna Kendrick's not going down on Brittany Snow, I'm not going to see it.
Now, would you see it if that happened?
I would. If Rebel Wilson is, like, shoving an avocado up her twat or something, maybe then I'll see it just be out of curiosity, but I'm not going to see the movie for singing. It's Glee. It's a Glee movie. Like, I could give a fuck about Glee.
Okay, so you would do it, though, if there was that level of pornography in the film.
Yes, yes. Not Pitch Perfect 2. Pitches. And then they pitch like a thing up somebody's, thing.
Sure, yeah. So, True Detective, did you see the new trailer?
I didn't see the trailer yet. I didn't watch it.
Basically, every character gets one line.
Really?
And that's it.
No, it's so clever of them.
I
don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Crimson Peak, did you see that trailer?
Yeah, we saw that.
What'd you think? Yeah. Are you excited?
CGI ghosts don't do anything for me. I don't know.
Well, one thing I didn't like was they repeated the same gimmick twice within 2 minutes, where the door handle shakes.
Then
the lock shakes.
Right.
And it's like, you're already repeating yourself and you've only got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I worry about Del Toro because I think maybe he's kind of just losing it. Yeah.
Well, no, it's just, I think he's had all these ideas for so long. But it's like ideas that have already been explored in other works.
Yeah.
So it's like he's catching up because now he gets to do it. Because before he couldn't.
Right.
He was getting to that point. So like, yeah. I don't know. That's the problem with having old ideas. It's like he's probably had that script in his head for, 10 years?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's been around.
And it's like, now he's finally got it open. But then it's like we've seen everything else that's come out from him and everybody. So it's like, I don't know.
I also think he's the kind of guy that, for me, needs to cleanse every time he does an English movie to do a Spanish film.
True.
I think he does I think his Spanish movies are always better than his English stuff.
Yeah.
So I think he really needs to get back to one.
He needs to eat a torta, shit it out, and then make an English movie.
I guess.
A torta of cinema.
I feel like Alfonso Cuarón doesn't necessarily need that. But
Alfonso Cuarón doesn't make any movies.
What's his problem?
Jesus. He's going to take for it. Well, I mean, granted, he made a bunch of money off of his movies. So it's like, I can relax now.
But did he really make anything off of Children of Men?
Yeah.
Because that was a huge gap.
Not
that was
Children of Men, but he did Harry Potter, so.
But did he get any points off of that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Maybe.
I'm sure he made some coinage.
No, I'll definitely grant you. Gravity, he made a
big
ton
motherfucker.
Of money.
Yeah, he made a big money on that one.
But,
and now everybody hates Gravity.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. Everybody bitches about Gravity.
Why?
Because it's not a hard science movie. It's about emotion and, faith as opposed to...
I liked it. It was good.
Well, yeah, it was fine. But it's just like people...
Better than...
People don't know what they want.
Better than Inception in Space, or what is that what it's called?
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Better than that one.
Oh, I don't think it's much better. I think it's about the same, actually. I don't know. Gravity was neat to see in 3D, but that's about it.
Well, it had America's Sweetheart. It had Sandra
What's Cole. A doctor doing on Hubble?
That I wanted to know
made
as well.
No sense. Was she going to fucking take Jean-Claude Van Damme's kidney out of Hubble? Like, well, how's that going to work?
Yeah, I didn't get that either. That makes was confusing. No sense. Yeah. Stupid. All right, well, we That's are at 20
happens.
Minutes.
That's what happens when you have a Mexican direct the movie in America. Makes no sense.
Well, I guess Neil deGrasse Tyson would agree, so you're fine.
Yeah, he agrees with me. He's a racist.
Of course. But he can get away with it, though, because he's black.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Reverse racism.
It's fine.
What a bitch.
So are you ready to...
Let's go. Let's go watch some fucking Immortan Joe going, "That's my property!"
It's going to be your new thing?
Yeah, probably.
Because before you had, because it was real.
Because it was real. The world needs to know.
This is your new one.
Yeah. It's my property.
All right, well, I'm going to close it out. All right.
Yeah.